I was just thinking about the kind of Twitter discussion that Rodri, that's at Rodri, had yesterday morning about Twitter, and it was all about kind of monetizing Twitter and making being paid for things being published in newspapers or whatever. But Broken Bottle Boy, that's at Broken Bottle Boy, he wrote the whole thing up as a blog, and you know, in it he was talking about how much he wanted a column and how I deserved a column and all that kind of stuff. And actually, you know, the fact that I don't want a column, I mean, I wouldn't say no to one, but ultimately I was thinking about the fact that I don't really consider it art. I consider it journalism, but I've never been a journalist. I've always considered myself an artist, which might sound a bit poncy, but so be it. Whereas I do consider Twitter art, in the sense that perhaps more than most people, I really kind of dedicate myself to it. But also, it's not just about crafting a perfect tweet, you know, something that, you know, you pare down and actually works brilliantly on its own. It's just about actually creating a persona that I've done over the last kind of 18 months, 2 years, and that every day it's a kind of living artwork thing. It's like something you hone down and pare down, and you know, there's me on a bus, there's me in shops, there's me in meetings, there's me watching MasterChef, there's me in all sorts of different environments, and kind of creating this identity, which isn't quite me. It's obviously this distorted Twitter version of me, which is why people are probably disappointed or at least surprised when they meet me in real life. But I do, in my own way, consider it art. And it's interesting because when I was talking to Rodri, he was just like, oh, it's social media, it's Twitter. And I feel like, well, no, it's not just Twitter. It's in itself a completely disposable medium. But if you want to make it something else, then so be it. I mean, I think about the fact that I grew up reading comics and loving comics, and, you know, comics were the kind of archetypal disposable medium, and yet, you know, Superman Action Comics number one is worth, you know, $500,000 or whatever nowadays. I'm not suggesting that any of my tweets will be worth quite that much, if anything, but no, just the fact that actually I do consider it art in its own way. But also that, you know, I think David Schneider was on the radio talking about this, and, you know, it's about the fact that a lot of people consider their tweets like a loss leader, like they've got some amazing thing to promote, a book or a you know, a TV show or a column or whatever, and the fact that they tweet and they use some funny lines and nobody pays them for it, they don't care because it's exposure and it's promotion. And that always works on the assumption that what you've got to sell at the end of the day, the product, is better than your tweets, that it's, you know, more important to you. And at the moment, I, in some ways, the odd thing is I don't feel like that. Is that I feel like, no, the tweets in themselves are what I'm good at, what I enjoy. I mean, I have a book to sell, I love drawing and I love the artwork that I do, and I love writing, I like writing longer pieces, but actually at the moment I kind of feel like, no, it's not just something I throw away to lure in people so that I can sell them my book or something else. In itself, it's not a means to an end, it's an end itself, in itself. And which is partly I was getting annoyed yesterday, just because I kind of feel like constantly surrounded by these people who are doing better than me in terms of a career, and I don't blame them for that, and I don't envy them, in the sense that it's not that they've been luckier than me or anything like that. They work harder than me, and more importantly, they understand what they're good at, and they have a product. Because if you don't have a product at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how talented you are, people aren't going to say, hey, you're really talented, come and sit on a panel quiz show. They say, okay, great, what have you got? You know, have you got a sitcom, have you got a drama, have you got a film? And I don't have any of that stuff. I've got Twitter, and, you know, in itself I find it in some ways very satisfying, but obviously, you know, it's not a career, is it? Anyway, that's me done ranting for a bit. I shall stop now. Goodbye.